Thank the Lord for everyone that has come tonight. Sure appreciate you being here. I'd like to read in 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Amen. Thou therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Did you know that Jesus Christ is looking for good soldiers today? Yes. I love this song. I probably first heard it here in this congregation. Cristo está buscando obreros hoy. Que quieren ir con él. ¿Quién dirá, Señor, contigo voy? Yo quiero serte fiel.
Praise the Lord.
Christ is seeking for workers today.
Amen.
That want to go with him, who will say, Lord, I go with you. I want to be faithful to you.
Amen.
Jesus is looking for good soldiers.
Yes.
Someone that is willing to be strong.
Amen.
A good soldier can endure some hardness.
Yes.
When the bullets are flying, when people are getting wounded and dying, a good soldier will stay right there in the battle.
Amen.
Even though the battle is hot. Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. If thou hast run with a footman, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? If when times are good, you're not willing to be a strong soldier, what will you be when times get hard?
Amen.
Did you know that over in the Middle East now, there are people professing Christ, believing in Jesus Christ, soldiers for Christ being captured by Muslims, and they take them into a public street, and they take a big sword and they cut their head off right there where people can see. Because they believe in Jesus Christ. If in a land of peace, in a place where you can come in here in peace and safety and worship the Lord, if you have a hard time living for God, what will it be when the persecution starts? Jesus is looking for good soldiers tonight. Lord, help us to be faithful soldiers in a time that is easy.
Yes.
In the time of small things. In the time where there is no real persecution.
Amen.
So that if the times get hard, we will be that strong soldier for the Lord.
Yes.
A good soldier is well armed. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know what wiles are? That's deceit or trickery. When you have an enemy on the battlefield, the enemy is looking for ways to deceive you. Maybe you think, there comes the enemy. They're coming right in front of us and they're going to attack us. And meanwhile, they sent the big company back around behind you and they start attacking you from behind. And so you're confused. The enemy's over here. The enemy's over there. What am I going to do? That's the way the enemy works. And the scripture tells us to put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the trickery or deceits of the devil. Because the devil isn't going to come to you and say, I'm the devil, I want to destroy your soul. The devil is going to try to slip in on you and destroy you when you don't know what is happening. So we need to be a good soldier and be well armed by putting on the whole armor of God. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We're not warring against a people, against men, against guns, against tanks and airplanes, against different nations. That is not the Christian warfare. But against principalities and powers. These are principles of evil. They are powers of spiritual darkness, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, in places of church leadership, in places of government, where there is any wickedness. That is what we are to be a strong soldier against. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why? That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. This is a pretty good day. But there comes a day that may be evil. A day of discouragement. A day of persecution. A day when other people turn back. If you want to stand in that day, you better stand today. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Did you know that you're always safe with truth?
Yes.
If you start telling lies, you can really get yourself in trouble. But if you want to be protected from the deceits of the enemy, from the wounding darts of the devil, surround yourself with truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That is some of our armor. It's some of our protection against the lies of the devil, is for us to arm ourselves with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate was the armor that went on front of the chest and protected a soldier during the war. When we are righteous, it is a protection to us. It is a protection against the unclean spirits that are out in the world today. The spirits that would get in you and cause you to do things that are filthy. Spirits of homosexuality. Spirits of adultery, of fornication. Spirits of murder. That would get in you and cause you to do things. You know, we have people in the world today that will kill and eat other people. I wouldn't want to eat a person, would you? It doesn't even sound good to me, but there are unclean spirits that are getting into the hearts of men and women today. And we need, as good soldiers, to have some weapons on to protect ourselves from these unclean spirits. A breastplate of righteousness will protect us against the curse of sin. If we allow sin in our lives, we allow a curse. Something that will bring problems into our lives. A curse will follow us all of our days and all the way to the grave. But if we are protected with this breastplate of righteousness, the curse will have no power on us. Righteousness is a protection. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Faith is something that will protect us from the accusations of the enemy, from the lies that he will tell us, from the discouragement. Satan will come and tell you, you cannot make it. You're going to fall. You will sin. Your soul's going to be lost anyway. Why try? Listen, put your shield of faith up and say, I believe the promises of God. I believe there is a heaven. I believe that when He told me that He will be with me all the way to the end of the world, that's true.
Amen.
I believe, devil. You see my shield of faith? And the devil can't do anything with that.
Amen.
Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. A good soldier is well armed, ready for the battle, not rushing into the battle unprepared, but well protected and well armed. A good soldier is not afraid to fight. Like the 300 that went with Gideon, a large number were given the opportunity. If you are afraid, go back home.
Amen.
And many went back home.
Yes.
And so it is in the Christian fight. Many have gone back.
That's right.
But will you be a good soldier tonight? The Lord is looking for good soldiers.
Yes.
That aren't afraid to fight.
Amen.
That are willing to get out there and stand for truth and right. And to resist unclean spirits.
Amen.
2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 8. Second Samuel chapter 23 and verse 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino, the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. Can you imagine that? This man had a spear, and he killed 800, it says, at one time. That's amazing. I think just 8 would have been a lot. But 800? He must have been awfully tired, wouldn't you think? By the time that battle was over. A good soldier is not afraid to fight. This man didn't need to be afraid of them. Apparently, they needed to be afraid of him. And so it is when we are armed with the armor of God. We don't need to be afraid of the devil. We don't need to be afraid of all the unclean spirits out in the world. They need to be afraid of us because we are armed with the armor of God. Jesus is looking for good soldiers tonight. A good soldier will fight until the victory is won. Verse 9, and after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose. Now, one man of three men. The men of Israel were gone away, and there were three men left. And he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. And his hand clave to the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day. And the people returned after him only to spoil, only to go and get what the enemy had left behind. Have you ever used a machete until your hand clave to the machete? Until I've used a chainsaw before, and I gripped that thing so hard and so long that I was peeling my fingers off to get it loose. That's how this man held on to the sword. A good soldier.
Amen.
Are you holding on to the sword tonight? Or have you run from the battle? The Lord is looking for good soldiers.
Amen.
A good soldier will fight when others are running.
Yes.
Verse 11, and after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines were gathered together into a troop. And there was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. Other people were running. But notice what a good soldier did. He stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a good victory. A good soldier will stand and hold his ground. That ground may be holy living. That ground may be dressing in a modest way.
Amen.
It may be our conviction on trusting God for the healing of our bodies.
Yes.
It may be the old paths that the saints have lived. They hold the old ground.
Amen.
They don't give up when others are turning into the world.
Yes.
And going after what the world has to offer.
Amen.
And saying, this is all right now and that's all right. But a good soldier will hold his ground.
Yes.
And stay with Bible truth.
Amen.
And holy living.
Amen.
We don't love the world just because others embrace it.
Yes.
We hold our ground and
Amen.
The Lord will bring a great victory.
Yeah.
The Lord's looking for good soldiers tonight. Good soldiers won't let words hinder them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a soldier and the captain of the army says, men, we're going to fight. Everyone, forward, we're fighting. And a soldier says, no, somebody said something that hurt my feelings. I'm not going into the battle. I'm staying in my tent today because my feelings got hurt. We need to be good soldiers, don't we? We need to be strong for the Lord. We need to be willing to take some hurts and forgive and go on and fight the warfare of the Christian fight. Good soldiers won't let words hinder them from winning the victory. Jerusalem had been destroyed, and the children of Israel were taken captive. Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the city. When Sanballat and Tobiah, two men that were enemies of the Jews, when these men heard of Nehemiah's return, the Bible says it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. But the Jews began rebuilding the city. The walls were broken down. The city had been burnt. There was no hope, it seemed. The city of their solemnities, the city where their fathers were, the city where the holy temple was. Destroyed in ruins and ashes, along with their hopes in life, their homes, their dreams. And a man came, sent of God, to rebuild the city. But the enemies heard it. You know, we have some enemies in our Christian warfare that don't want to see us be successful. They don't want to see us have the victory. The enemy of our soul wants to do everything he can to prevent us from rebuilding our lives, from making strong our marriages, from getting victory over sin, over habits, over things that would destroy our lives.
Amen.
He's against that.
Yes.
But I want to encourage you tonight. You can be a strong soldier. You can rebuild the areas of your life that the enemy of your soul has broken down.
Yes.
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 20. The enemies of the Jews began to mock them. Then Nehemiah says, then I answered them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. Do we quit building because somebody mocks us? Let us be good soldiers for the Lord. We, his servants, will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. This is what we need to tell the devil.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have any part in my life, in my marriage, in my congregation, devil. You may try to fight against it. You may try to discourage, but this does not belong to you.
Amen.
Chapter 4 and verse 2. And he spake before his brethren. This is the enemy of the Jews. And the army of Samaria. And said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify or strengthen themselves? Will they sacrifice? See, will they restore their worship that we destroyed? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish which are burned? He was trying to make it as if they had no hope. Well, it doesn't matter what the devil says. The Jews prayed for God's help, and they kept on working like good soldiers. Well, when the enemies heard that the walls were rebuilt, they were angry, and they came, they had a plan to come and fight against the city. Verse 13, therefore said I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them.
Amen.
Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. And fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Let me tell you, we have something to fight for.
Amen.
It's not just because we want to get out and fight. We have something to fight for. It is our souls. It is the souls of our children. It is our marriages, our congregations. The enemy is coming against us to destroy us. We have a reason to get out there and fight.
Amen.
You know, when people have a reason to fight, it causes them to have a determination to win the battle.
That's right.
At any cost.
That's right. Praise the
Lord. If they don't feel like there's any reason to fight, they may get discouraged and turn back. But I want to tell you, we have a reason.
Amen.
To be fighting.
Yes.
Your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Good soldiers don't let words turn them back.
Amen.
The words of the enemy. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 6. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be among them. Though thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor dismayed at their looks. Though they be a rebellious house, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. In other words, be a strong soldier, prophet of the Lord. Don't turn back just because they look at you in a hard way. Because they refuse to hear. But be strong.
Amen.
Good soldiers don't let words stop them from the battle.
Amen.
Good soldiers do not let offenses turn them back.
Amen.
Psalms 119 and 165. Psalms 119 and 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Amen.
Nothing. No words. No fighting of the enemy. No discouragements. No action of other people will offend them from following the Lord, from fighting the battle, and from winning the victory.
Yes.
If we turn back, we must not have loved His law. Because great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Amen.
Mark chapter 4. And verse 16. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately they received it with gladness. Oh, how we love to see people saved and to receive it with gladness. And oh, it's so encouraging. And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. God, help us to be strong soldiers and not to let offenses turn us back. If offenses are going to turn us back, we will not make it. Because Jesus said offenses will come. Are we going to let offenses turn us back? Oh, but it was brother so-and-so. He didn't shake my hand. He looked at me funny. I heard such and such they said about me. Lord, help us.
Yes.
These things are going to come.
Right.
Will we turn back?
No.
The Lord is calling for strong soldiers.
Amen.
A strong soldier is faithful when times are discouraging. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. Preach the word. Preach the word when people want to hear the word. Preach the word when they don't want to hear it. Preach the word when you're not feeling so good. When you're feeling discouraged yourself, preach the word.
Right.
When there's hardly anybody there to hear it,
right.
Preach the word.
Yes.
A good soldier, see, is faithful all the way to the end.
Yes.
Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, when things are going good, when things are going bad,
yes.
When you feel all inspired and fired up, preach the word. When you feel discouraged and, oh Lord, how can I do this? Lord, just help me. I feel so discouraged myself. Preach the word.
Amen.
Be that soldier.
Yes.
The sheep still need to be fed.
Amen.
I want to encourage you, leaders of the congregation, be strong and preach the word.
Amen.
Reprove.
Yes.
Rebuke. Exhort with all long suffering. But they hurt my feelings. Lord, help us. With all long suffering.
Amen.
Suffer and suffer and suffer. You know you're going to have to suffer in a congregation. As a leader of the congregation, you have to suffer.
Amen.
We have to be willing to suffer long if we're going
That's
to
right.
be a good soldier.
Yes.
And to be faithful and continue to love the people regardless.
That's right.
Lord, help us.
Yes.
To be strong and good soldiers for Jesus
Amen.
Christ. A good soldier is faithful when there is peace.
Yes.
A good soldier is faithful when there is trouble.
Amen.
A good soldier is loyal to the commander.
Amen.
When the commander says march, the good soldier says, yes, sir, and marches.
Amen.
When the commander says, get up there and face the enemy and fight, the good soldier says, yes, sir, and he does it. A good soldier is loyal to his commander all the way to death.
That's right.
Not until his foot starts hurting. And he says, but commander, my foot hurts. I think I'm going to sit down. A good soldier keeps on fighting.
Yes.
And is loyal till death. A good soldier is united with his fellow soldiers.
That's right.
They are a team to present a united front to the enemy.
Amen.
That is a good soldier.
That's right.
A good soldier is not going around seeing what all fault he can find with his fellow soldiers.
Yes.
He's not saying, I did more than my share, your turn now. A good soldier is asking the commander, is there anything else, sir?
That's right.
United. I'm going to stand by you, fellow soldier. If it costs me my life, if I have to lay down my life for you,
amen.
I am here for you to back you up and
that's
support
right.
you and pray for you
amen.
And encourage you.
Yes,
a good soldier regards the lives of others
that's
more
right.
than his own.
And
rescues other people. You know, they go in and they put their lives at risk to save the lives of other people.
That's right.
The same is true with a Christian soldier.
Amen.
They sacrifice the life they wanted to live, the wealth they wanted to obtain, the dreams in life. They lay those things down
yes.
so that they can go and make a difference in the life of other people.
Yes.
Jesus is looking for good soldiers
yes.
tonight. Have you been a good soldier, or have you slipped off to the side somewhere? Lord, help us. A good soldier is willing to rescue other people. Let us turn to Jude, verse 21.
Yes.
Jude, verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Amen.
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. This is talking about how we treat other people.
Yeah.
Other people that perhaps have had failures in their life.
Yeah.
There are people that we need to have real compassion on.
Yeah.
And others save with fear.
Amen.
Pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh.
Yeah.
The Bible commentator had this to say. Ye are not to deal alike with all those who have been seduced or deceived by false teachers. You are to make a difference between those who have been led away by weakness and being unwise, and those who in pride and arrogance of their hearts and their unwillingness to submit to wholesome discipline have separated themselves from the church and become its enemies. Some snatch with a swift and strong hand out of the fire of sin and temptation. On others, show compassion in a milder and gentler way. You know, the Lord can lead a good soldier
Amen.
Of how to do the rescue operation.
What
is it that this person needs? Do they need a real tenderness, a real quiet spirit, a real compassionate approach? Or do they need us to move in? They're in such danger, we've just got to go in and snatch them out.
That's right.
On others, show a compassion, a milder and gentler way, though still with a jealous fear, lest you yourselves be infected with the disease that you are trying to cure. See, therefore, that while you love the sinners, you keep the greatest hatred for their sins. Good soldiers rescue people who are drowning in sin.
Yes.
People who are addicted to alcohol, to drugs.
Yes.
People who need help so desperately. Good soldiers have a wonderful job to do.
Amen.
Such a high calling.
Yes.
Such a valued profession in life.
That's right.
Would anyone like to be a good soldier tonight?
Amen.
In the United States, The military is made up of volunteers. In Russia, young men are required to offer military service. Two very different approaches. So in the United States, if you're in the military, it's because you wanted to be there. But in Russia, you're there whether you wanted to or not. Which soldier do you think will do the best in the battlefield? I would say one that wanted to be there. Well, let me tell you about the soldiers of Jesus Christ. They are all volunteers.
Amen.
The Lord is not going to force anyone to become His soldier. He went and He called Peter and He called John and He called James and He called Luke and He said, come and follow me.
Amen.
He didn't go grab them and force them to become Christians. To become modest, to become honest, to stop their lying and stealing. That tax collector. He didn't force them to change. He invited them, come and follow me. And there was something so strong about that appeal. There was something so powerful about Jesus that drew them so greatly that they were willing to forsake all and follow Him. You know, that's what it takes to be a good soldier. We're going to have to be willing to forsake all, to leave things behind, our past unforgivenesses, our grudges, our bitterness, our lust, our love of the world, our desire for dance, for movies, for all of these filthy entertainments of this world. To be a good soldier, we have to leave it behind. It is a volunteer army for Jesus Christ. To become a good soldier, there's training involved. The military doesn't take a bunch of young men and just put them out on the battlefield and say, here, go fight. They put them through some training first. They make men strong. They make them run more than they thought they could run. They have to get down and push themselves up from the floor over and over. They have to pull themselves up on bars. They have to lift weights. They have to exercise and exercise. It takes something to be a soldier.
Amen.
And the same thing is true spiritually.
That's right.
We're going to have to resist the devil.
Amen.
We're going to have to prove ourselves that we can resist temptations. We can overcome the devil before the Lord trusts us to be a strong soldier out in the real battles. The big battles of life.
Yes.
Good soldiers are trained to fight. This is your weapon. This is how you use it. This is the most effective method. If you want to kill your enemy, you do this. Good soldiers learn about their enemies. This is how your enemy thinks. This is what they may do out on the battlefield. They will use this trick or that trick to try to destroy you.
Amen.
This is where they may be hiding. Watch out. They are trained about the enemy. They don't simply send tender-hearted soldiers out into the battlefield, but they work on changing their minds. They harden their minds to death. And to destruction. They turn them into killing machines. You know, it's natural for a man to be tender-hearted about wanting to kill someone else. To not want to do it. To say, oh, that's repulsive. That's awful. I wouldn't want to take that person's life away. Well, in the military, they work on changing that.
That's right.
And they harden the person. And they train their minds for war. I don't support that. I don't agree with that. The Bible does not support that. But I want to tell you, as Christian soldiers, your mind must be trained.
Amen.
How to fight.
That's right.
How to be strong.
Yeah.
How to be able to take some fire from the enemy.
That's right.
How to take some offenses and keep on going.
That's right.
How to build up your own courage when you feel discouraged.
That's right.
How to set your face like a flint and not allow hard words to turn you back.
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. And verse 3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You know, Christians do not pick up guns and fight other people.
Right.
Or knives or machetes. Even though we have bodies, we don't war after bodies.
Right.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. Those strongholds of drink, of drugs, of sinful desires that are chaining people in darkness and causing them to gamble away all their money and leave the children hungry. Those strongholds that are holding people's lives. That is what we're warring against tonight. And I want to tell you, it is worth the battle. It's worth fighting to destroy those things out of people's lives. It is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Things that people cannot deliver themselves from. God has mighty weapons to do that. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Amen.
In 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Corinthians 4 and verse 7. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. Paul was a good soldier, wasn't he? He had shipwreck. He had beatings. He was stoned. He was cast out as dead. He was insulted. He had people forsake him. And he stood strong.
Amen.
He continued to fight the good fight of faith. And toward the end of his life, he said, I have fought a good fight. Will you do the same?
Amen.
At the end of your life, will you be able to look back and say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. This is so beautiful. And not me only, but unto all them also that love His appearance. His appearing. So that's you and me. If we will be good soldiers, He'll have a crown of righteousness for us. I want to tell you, there is something worth fighting for. May God help each one of us to be a strong soldier.
Amen.
Sister Judy, would you mind helping us with this?
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the fire in love.
Let's stand.